Preface. At social events, when I need to make small talk or meet new people, the question I dread is, "So, what's your field?" My dread isn't because I don't value what I do or don't like to talk about my work. Like most academics, I have a probably unjustifiably high opinion of my field. My fear is that my answer will only lead to more confusion. "I do cognitive science." "What is that?" comes the inevitable next question. "The science of the mind and how we think." Such a curt answer for such a vast and important field only invites confusion and more questions. My aim for this book is to give a more complete answer to the question, "What is cognitive science?" But my task is also to highlight the potential for this scientific area to have exciting and challenging things to say about religion and theology. The engagement between science and religion is often presented as a dialogue between two individuals. Science and theology talk to each other. Science tells theology what its latest and greatest accomplishments are, and then theology scurries to figure out how to accommodate those findings. Theology points out the dependence of science on certain pre-scientific assumptions and commitments that are often supplied by theology, and insists that without theology to inform discussions concerning values, what we ought and should think or do, the findings of science are just as likely to be harmful as beneficial. In this dialogue, science tells theology what it knows, and theology tells science what it knows. As interesting and important as this dialogue can be, it isn't the only dimension in which a science-religion engagement can happen. Some sciences, particularly the psychological and social sciences, can apply the tools of science to the study of religion. This second dimension of the science and religion dialogue also has two types of activity. Perhaps the most common scientific study of religion is the investigation of the consequences of religious commitments, thoughts, practices, and organizations. The political scientist might wonder how being religious or not changes voting practices. The demographer might wonder whether religious identification changes fertility rates. The psychologist might explore whether some religious practices encourage or discourage mental health. These types of studies treat some dimension of religion as a cause, predictor variable, or explanus of some effect, outcome variable, or explanatum. But we might want to try to explain various dimensions of religion as well. Why do people tend to be religious? Why do religious practices take the forms they do? Why are some beliefs more common than others? These two are topics for scientific exploration at the hands of the human sciences.